Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This series focuses on the integration of new research findings into the day-to-day management of this disease. And for this program, I caught up with a number of investigators at the 2008 Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium in Orlando, aka ASCO GI. To begin, and for a bit of a change of pace, I asked clinical investigators Drs. Axel Grothy, Neil Maripol, and Alan Vanuk to meet with me and present de-identified cases from their practices that made important education points. Dr. Maripol began by presenting a young woman with cancer recurrence after adjuvant therapy.
I was asked to evaluate a 42-year-old woman who had newly diagnosed colon cancer that had already spread to her liver and was unresectable for cure at that point from the standpoint of metastatic disease. And she came to me for a discussion of treatment options. This person had colon cancer that was resected a couple of years earlier. She'd already received FOLFOX as adjuvant therapy, didn't have any substantial long-term toxicity from that, but had some experience with chemotherapy and had been treated by someone else and came to me at this point when her disease had recurred for another opinion about what to do.
Where was the disease?
So the disease was confined to liver. There were multiple hepatic metastases that, because of anatomic factors, could not be resected at this point in time. But there was potential that if she had a great response that she could maybe go on to resection.
And what was her sort of lifestyle, family situation?
So a couple of young children, married, professional, and
spouse.
So was with her spouse.
And any symptoms on the tumor?
She was asymptomatic.
What was her state of mind and her spouse's state of mind?
They were freaked out, as you might imagine, because they were being told that all of their plans for the future were sort of thrown into turmoil, and she thought she was done worrying about this, having had her initial disease resected 2 years earlier, and she thought her worry could be more episodic before the 3-month visit for her CEA test and her surveillance.